Avtalian Oimer. The last thing we learned was about hating the Rabbonus. Since we got past that, we'll move on to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avtalian Oimer. Page, was it Mem Zayin?
Mem Tes.
You're getting way ahead of my cipher. I think the guys who have the other print are going to finish before me. So I'm only up to page Mem Gimel. Avtalian Oimer. Oops. Chachamim Hizaru B'Devreichem. Wise men, be careful with your words. Shema techayvu chayvas golus. Perhaps by saying the wrong thing, you'll inadvertently cause something terrible to happen. And you bechayv golus. Tiglu lemokim mayim roim. Go to golus to a place of bad influence. V'yishtu atalmidim abam achreichem. Talmidim will follow you, will drink. V'yamusu and die. V'nimsa shem shemayim mischalel. And it comes the name of heaven is disgraced. This is a very enigmatic Mishnah. As opposed to the other Mishnayos, which are clearly general rules for life, this Mishnah, which seems to chart a course of a person who's not careful with what he says, ending up causing terrible things to happen, doesn't seem to be typical. Generally, this is understood as Avtalian's reference back to the generation of Antignos Ishsoichai. Antignos Ishsoichai was the first generation post the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He said something which was misunderstood by his Talmidim. He said in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu kavadim amsham shenasarav amanas lekabel pras. He said, don't serve God on the condition to get a reward. Al tiyu havu kavadim amsham shenasarav shalai amanas lekabel pras. Serve God, not on the condition to get a reward, which is fair enough. For some reason, and I don't think we can be sure to put anyone to blame, but two of his Talmidim, Tzaduk and Baisus, misunderstood his message. They understood that he was saying, don't serve God in order to get a reward, because you won't get one, you're not getting rewards. They understood that this was rejecting the idea of Schar V'Einish, that there is reward for what a person does in this world. Adam Haba, at least. And that caused Tzaduk and Baisus to go out and reject the Divrei Chachamim in general. And even though Tzaduk and Baisus were two individuals, the generations that followed, the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, became a very strong force in Klal Yisrael until the generation of the Chorban, where the Jews were actually divided. The generation of the Chorban between the Tzedukim and the Baisusim. And that all started from something that someone said that was misunderstood. So even though we can't be sure why Avtalian is coming back to something that was three generations earlier, perhaps the influence of the Tzedukim became pronounced. And he gave this illustration. He said, we should learn from this how careful a Rebbe has to be in his teachings. So I was very careful not to say that because I don't know if he was at fault, or if we could just learn from what he said that even though in his case perhaps other Kambises were at fault, but we can learn the influence that a teaching that's not clear what it can cause. Now today, Baruch Hashem, it's not so important because today the Rebbe teaches something and it's a little off to tell me. Then they go like this and. They don't get very excited about anything that they hear, you know. It's, as long as, God forbid, they don't say, you know, you can't buy coffee in a store without a hechsher. Or something like that, that could cause major problems. But anything else that doesn't affect the coffee or the Danishes is generally safe. Like, especially philosophical ideas, schar v'einish, you know, this way, that way, it's good either way. Mayim Roy means a place of bad influence. Why? The Mayim as a mashal. So there's an interesting idea. The Gra in Mishlei writes, the idea, Torah is Nimshal Mayim. What is the Gra explains it in Mishlei, and in Devin Shlema it's explained a little more. The way I understand he's saying the following. A human being is compared to earth. A human being was created min ha'adama, from earth. Earth has a very unique characteristic in that it takes from seeds and from the minerals of the earth, and produces bread, produces food, fruits from it. It's an amazing thing what the earth has the ability to do. The earth draws nutrients from a decaying seed, nutrients from the earth around it. You put fertilizer there, fertilizer itself is a disgusting thing. And the earth has an ability to pull out the nitzaitzais, the sparks or the molecules of that develop then into a fruit. But it can't do it without water. Now I'm not sure, we have to ask Harvey about this, I'm not sure the water gives nutrients to the bread, to the fruit, but water is needed for any of these things to be able to happen. In order for earth to be able to take, draw something out of seeds, out of minerals, there has to be liquid. Liquid is the medium by which all reactions can take place.
All living things.
All living things can.
Matches
water. When they write, it's one of the things that irks me. Whenever they discover traces that there may have been water on Mars, they say they're finding evidence of life on another planet. I wonder what they're talking about. Just because there was water there, what does that have to do with life? So the answer is that without water, scientists agree, life could not evolve. They're saying life evolved. Without water, nothing develops. You can have seeds and fertilizer on Earth. You have to have a medium by which they combine. So water is the medium by which things can mix. So if there's no water, it's impossible for there to be life. If there's water, it's not evidence of life on Mars. Just because there's water, they're not finding it with a straw and a cup. They're not finding marks of water. So if there was water there, it means it's possible, in one stretch of his imagination, that there could have been life on the planet. But anyway, getting back to the Gra says that Torah is like water. If you have poison, it uses poison to grow poison. It creates something poisonous. It says Torah, l'masmi'ilim ba sam hamaves, l'maymi'ilim ba sam hachayim. Torah, if you have seeds of Yerushalayim and Avas Hashem, then the water develops something good. Mayim Royim is a place where you have water that can, by the same token, can develop into something that's not worth developing. That's the marshal, I guess, of Mayim Royim to this idea. They're going to learn, but they're going to learn in a without Yerushalayim, and then bad things are going to come from. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner adds to this Mishnah, a small piece, Chacham Yizaru B'Devreichem. He adds a totally different lesson. A person who teaches has to be extremely careful to keep the words that he teaches. In other words, if a Rav gets up and he says, don't talk during lightning, and then he starts talking during lightning, so it better if he never said it in the first place. Shalayimru Alav Tul Kaira. They shouldn't say about him, remove the beam. It's an expression in the Gemara. That you tell someone, take a splinter, remove a splinter. He says, well, you remove a beam. In other words, I have a little problem, you got a big problem. So a Rav may think, look, no one's allowed to be chayshid me, now I'll be chayshid a Talmud Chacham. I don't got to worry, no one's going to accuse me of anything. We know that Talmud Chacham can't be sure he won't be accused. Nowadays it's the opposite. The more a person projects righteousness, the more accused he is of being a phony. So at any rate, what's saying here is not to give mussar unless a person himself is clean. Now because of this, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously said in his mussar, he said, I'm talking to myself. If you want to listen, you could listen. I'm giving myself Muslim. If you want to listen, you can listen. It wasn't meant as a joke. It was meant because of the great Yerushalayim he had. He didn't want to tell people, be a masmid, have kavana, because then what happens when he's not a masmid? He's not having kavana. So he would tell people, I'm saying a Muslim shmuz to myself. If you want to listen, so you can listen in to, I'm talking to myself. Yeah. Rabbi Miller would say that sometimes. The Bali Musa, that was their thing. Okay, so I'd like to teach the next Mishnah to myself. You can listen in if you'd like. We get to Hillel and Shammai, the most famous of the Zugais, of the pairs. Hillel and Shammai Kiblu Mehen. Hillel and Shammai were the next generation. Hillel the Nasi and Shammai, again, the Av Bezdin. Hillel Aimer. Predictably, Hillel says, Havi mitalmidav shel Aaron. Try to be from the disciples of Aaron HaKayin. Ayev shalom v'raydev shalom. Now, what is that double lashon? Love peace and run after peace. I guess simply, loving peace is b'shita. But if b'shita, you love peace, but you don't do anything, it doesn't get you too far. So v'raydev shalom, and practice it. Run after peace. Ayev esabriyais, have love for other human beings. U'mekarmel l'tayra, and look to bring them close to Tyre. This is the teaching of Hillel. Because of the greatness of Hillel, he got another Mishnah. Everyone got one Mishnah, so he's going to get another one in Yud Gimel. But let's learn how Reb Chaim Volozhin explains the double lashon, Ayev Shalom v'Raydev Shalom. Ayev Shalom v'Raydev Shalom, K'may Shamru Bakei Shalom v'Redfeyu. So he's saying Hillel used the double lashon because he saw in Tehillim Bakei Shalom v'Redfeyu, two parts. What are the two parts? Inyan HaKeifa Lashon. Bakasha Redifa Yizbar. Kikashiyesh machlaikis mishnei anashim. Viriv. When two people have an argument, a dispute, Vashlishi writes a lahatel shalim b'neim. And the third party wants to make peace between these two people. Tzorech lefayes ulahalech neged ruchai shal kolechad. He has to find a way to convince the person to go against his thoughts of each one. V'loimel, this is what you gotta tell him. Hen. Yes. Ms. Af im ato hazakai the chaver chachata negdecha. It may be that you're right and your friend is wrong. Al kozeh havi ato haroidev shalom. Still, be the one to pursue peace. Why? Kim yaim aloi. If you can tell someone shuchata neged chaver, right? If you go over to someone, you tell him, you know, you're really wrong. So make peace. Doesn't work too well. I mean, if you can tell him shuchata neged chaver, I mean, I did sarach lafayis. He's not going to listen to you. The karma davish yorivayit. He'll fight even more. Gamya mamatel shalom avor zed. And the person trying to make peace, he's going to end up fighting with both of them. Why? Ki kol derech ish yosher be'enav. Ki kol derech ish. It's nature of a normal person that what he does yosher be'enav. A person is biased. His it's not because he's a bad person. A person has a bias to himself. And he sees things his way. When someone slides into second base and says he's safe, and the second base says he's out, it's not necessarily true that either one of them is a ramah, is a liar. Not so. The Gemara says that. Gemara says, by Shnayim Ozen B'Talis, if two people, there's a talis in the street, nowadays nobody would pick it up, but assuming you want it, and both of them run over to grab it, whoever finds it, it's his. Zaymar Nimitzasi of a Kula Shali. One says, I found it first. The other says, I found it first. So the Gemara says, neither is a liar. If they'd be liars, we wouldn't allow them to split it. We'd put it away at Yavi Elio. But we don't say they're liars because it's human nature that Adam Karavitz Alas, when a person actually sees things, the way, that's his way. So this is the rule in running after Shalom. You have to realize that people see things their way. V'yidme, and it's his dimyon, sh'achaveroi over olav hadin, sh'achaveroi tzorach lefayis levakesh mitai, and that his friend is the one who has to be mevakesh from him. So zeh sh'amru, bakesh shalom, hainu she'ev tzorchi yishalom b'neichem, sh'averotzen that there should be peace, v'av she'bedaitcha sh'u'kachatech inegdecha, im kol zeh v'rodfeyu. You should want peace, and run after it, exert yourself for it. Havi'ata reidiv shalom, v'loi lo'ichalat sh'achavercha yifaisucha. Don't wait until your friend is mefayis you. So Chaim Elazar turns it around and says, a third party should know each person sees it his way. So you should know that about yourself too. You should want peace and be willing to run after it, to swallow in order to swallow something in order to get peace.
It's a shita that some people have that they don't become involved in a dispute unless both parties are willing to compromise. This seems to go beyond that, even if they don't.
Really, really good people would be willing to get into disputes and try to make peace, no matter how tough the two sides are. However, it's a great expenditure of effort with little reward, and sometimes it can be invested in better places. So a person should always try to make peace, but it's easier to make peace with reasonable people. And sometimes even a reasonable person finds himself in a circumstance where just hot. One more paragraph on this Mishnah. Ayyaymer, or another pshat. Ayyav shalom bim kaimcha, vratfeo bim akim acher. Love peace in your house and love it elsewhere. Period. Now, umakom akim. Now, right at the end of the Mishnah. I tell you, Chayv Elazar always sort of tries to extend a connection to the different pieces of advice. So we'll see if you like this. I don't know. You better like it. Chayv Elazar says it, but it's a little, let's see. Umakom akim have a ayyavis abriyas umakarvan latayr. Meaning. Afal pisha edesha tekarvan latayra, lepo'amrim yuchal ligraim kitat, or kitato meriva, kumay benish lishtay. Even if you can tell somebody, come to learn, and you know his wife is going to be upset at him, she wants to talk to him all night. So you're going to be upset, you're telling him to come to learn. Kilofia meduma, techoshavash, yugamayedeze chisarin parnasa. Or the wife will get upset, I'll say, you're not going to make money, you're learning too much. And when there's not enough dough, flour in the container, disputes follow. Poverty is one of the greatest, challenges to Shalom Bayis. When people struggle financially, it's a tremendous, challenge to Shalom Bayis. Nevertheless, despite the risk of katata, bring a person close to Tyre, and that's the true love. True love for a person is when you bring them close to Torah. And if a person's behavior is good, so his enemies will make peace. His enemies here refers to Darshu Chazal. Even if his wife is angry at him, if she'll sense that he means things in a sincere way, they'll make peace. And then they'll have shalom. Now it's a tough, it's a very, very tough thing to be able to tell somebody, go to learn, even if your wife will be upset. You know, really go to learn and get your wife to be okay with it.
There was a story in Israeli papers today that there was a campaign in Eretz Israel. The one who saw a campaign in Eretz Israel had a seder, mentioned how the seder right before candlelight time in Eretz Shabbos. They went to Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman said, Chas v'Shalom, said, before candlelight, it's a very tense time, your wife is upset. He said, if you want to get permission, and you also want to call a kabbalah.
No campaign. Okay, that's good. It's not the time to choose. It's very good. When I used to learn Chassanim, I used to learn with them a chapter in Geder Olam. Chafetz Chaim is a sefer Geder Olam. And there he has a chapter where he talks about a woman uncovering her hair, going with hair uncovered, even in the house. And I would read with him the Chafetz Chaim's lashon. You wouldn't believe the Chafetz Chaim wrote it. He says that a man should make a fight in his house over it, and should scream at his wife and raise his voice, and he should tell her, if I had a business and you were ruining my business, wouldn't I get angry at you? And here, I make brachas in the house. And I'm assuming I go to heaven, I'll get schar. If you make brachas, can I get an erva, even if it's your wife, even your own erva, it's a bracha levatala. So he should scream at his wife. So this is what I learned with Chassanim, and then I used to finish, I told them, listen, I'm not the Chafetz Chaim. I can't tell you make fights with your wife. I'm doing it to give you the impression of how important it is. You know, try to do it in a good way. So, Rechaim Elazar here is saying, go out to learn. You know, do what's really good for and go learn. You know, I guess the first place to be a masmid is not right before candlelighting time in Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, you see the importance that he attaches it. All right, so between two members of Hillel, Yud Gimel, I will do God willing Thursday night.